Carpetbagging, Chelsea handler backs Democrat to replace Lindsey Graham. By BenQ on June 2, 2019. Far-left former talk show host turned Netflix producer Chelsea handler backed Democrat Jamie Harrison to replace Senator Lindsey Graham. RSC, becoming the latest Hollywood figure to weigh in on local 2020 election. "Let's replace Lindsey Graham with this guy of Harrison Jame," wrote Chelsea handler, in response to Harrison's election ad. "He's running in South Carolina. I may not be a superhero, but I am a proud South Carolinian. And I'm ready to fight for a better future for our state and our country," wrote Harrison. "I hope you are, too." Harrison is currently the frontrunner in the race for the Democratic nomination, having already received endorsements from former Vice President Joe Biden and Senators Elizabeth Warren and Cory Booker. His only declared opponent is Gloria Bromell Tinubu, a state representative in Georgia. In the U.S. Senate, Jamie will work with anyone to fight for South Carolina. Because when a rural hospital closes, or coverage for pre-existing conditions is threatened, the health of all South Carolinians is put at risk, reads Harrison's campaign website. As the next U.S. Senator from South Carolina, Jamie will carry these values and lessons with him every day. Jamie knows that what you say matters, and that character counts. Handler has previously targeted Graham with anti-gay slurs. Last October, she hinted at the idea that he was a closeted homosexual. "If you're wondering why Republicans took a sick day today, it's probably because it's hashtag National Coming Out Day," the former Chelsea host wrote at the time. "Looking at you at Lindsey Grahamsk." The 63-year-old senator responded to the remark by describing it as the lowest kind of bar of humor. "I don't think about much about what she says at all. If she wants to live her life that way, it's up to her," he told TMZ. "She knows zero about me. To the extent that this matters, I'm not gay. These comments, they don't reflect well on her. I don't know how this makes us a better country. That's up to her, not me." It's not Handler's first time sticking her nose into local elections. She donated to and campaigned, from her Twitter account, for Beto O'Rourke's failed Senate bid. Indeed, some of the Hollywood's most powerful and influential executives donate to Democrat candidates and left-wing PACs more than 99% of the time during the 2018 midterms. So, as Handler has already shown, there's no reason to expect anything different in 2020 but more carpetbagging. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.